The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Muhammad Subhani.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The arrival of the month of Ramadan be mabruk and mubarak to you and to your family. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the opportunity to witness and to experience the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you and all believers safety, peace and tranquility, and protect you and your family from pandemic that we are facing. And inshallah, we'll overcome these challenges and we will meet in our masajid and centers as usual. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to fast in the month of Ramadan, offer our supplications and recite the Quran, and benefit the excellence, bounties and blessing of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a sermon on the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban and the reception of the month of Ramadan, which begins, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفَرَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls the month of Ramadan شَهْرُ اللَّهِ, the months that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason the Prophet called it Shahrullah, because of bil-barakati wal-rahmati wal-maqfara that comes in this month toward the believers. Rahma is unconditional blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that bestows to everyone. And maqfarat is the forgiveness. But barakat is the blessing, the benefit that we benefit from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes someone might have a lot of blessings, like a lot of wealth, but his wealth does not benefit him. Therefore, we say he has no barakat in his wealth. But sometimes some people, they have a little wealth, but they enjoy from their life and every moment of their life, we say their wealth has a barakat. In the months of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his rahmat and maghfirat and also gives us the opportunity to benefit on this blessing of the month of Ramadan. So therefore, the Prophet continues on the sermon and mentions the merits of the month of Ramadan. And the sermon begins as following, Shahru huwa inda Allah afsal shuhur. The month of Ramadan is the best month in among the 12 months of the year. وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامُ, and its days are the best of the days. وَلَيَالِهُ أَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِ, and its nights are the best of the nights. وَالصَّاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ الصَّاعَاتِ, and its hours is the best of the hours. Why? وَوَا شَحْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ لَا ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ, because the month of Ramadan invites you to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, that the month of Ramadan invites us to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the month of Ramadan is among one of the best months in our calendar year. There's some of the merits that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in his sermon is amazing. He mentions, anfasakum fiha tasbih, when you are taking a breath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each breath that you are taking, gives the reward of a person that who is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهَا عِبَادَةٌ, when you sleep, when you are in a state of sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you a reward of a person who is worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَمَلَكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ, and our deeds, our a'mal, unconditionally is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, that for our a'mal to be accepted, there has to be a certain condition has to be met. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors us and accepts us, our deeds and our a'mal, unconditionally. And he said, وَدُعَاكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ, and any dua, any supplication that we make in the months of Ramadan, irrespective of whether they are deserved to be heard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our supplication and answers our supplication. So we are living in this such a blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we ought to, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the sermon of Sha'baniyah, we ought to benefit for every minute and every second of the month of Ramadan, and we should try to avoid to waste any moment of this month. So therefore, since we are in a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deeds, answers our call, therefore we ought to try to be a good believers. And he said, therefore, the Prophet says, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the opportunity with a sincere intention and a pure heart to be able to fast the month of Ramadan, and give you the opportunity to get acquainted with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite them and reflect on the verses of the Quran. And the Prophet gives a very warning, and he says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَا مَنْ حُرَمَ قُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرَ الْعَظِيمِ, the most misfortunate person in this month is the one that who has been deprived from receiving of the blessing and qufran and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the fasting is not just merely abstinence from food and drink. Fasting is the change in the lifestyle. Fasting changing our habit, the daily habit that we have. One of them that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, he says, وَحْفَظُوا أَلْسَنَتَكُمْ, during the months of the fasting, during the month of Ramadan, you should guard your tongue from speaking ill of people. وَقُضُّوا أَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّظَرَ عَلَيْهِ أَبْصَارَكُمْ, and those scenery that you should not look at them, you should avoid them. And those voices and sounds and the talks that you should not listen, you should avoid them. The day of judgment, my dear brothers and sisters, is called Yawm al-Taqabun, the day of regret. Even the righteous people, they're going to regret that why they did not strive for achieving a higher goal and a better status. Those people are righteous. They say, I wish I fast these additional prayers. I wish I did help such a person. I wish I did that. I wish I done that. That's their regret. Even they are righteous. Of course, sinner, they're also going to be regret. They wish they would avoid the disobeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is the month that safeguards us from the regret, and the hereafter save us from Yawm al-Taqabun by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness in this month and very often, and remembering him and remembering his 12, there are 12 Imam, Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, Ruhi wa Arwahna, Lahul Fida, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expedite his appearance. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بالحب تلقاك البدور ضيف الأمان والسرور فيك العطايا والأجور يا مرحبا يا مرحبا زين الشهور We welcome you month we all adore We pray for happiness and more To all the people open up your door Peace, love and joy Let them soar, let them soar Ramadan, Ramadan Welcome holy month Ramadan Welcome Ramadan